Com.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control here toll-free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You can actually create the content. Whatever's there on the front page, it's there because listeners like you took the time to put it there. Now, it's not a big deal to get signed up. You just go and get yourself a free Free Talk Live account, and then you have to connect that with your Reddit account. If you don't have one of those, you'll have to sign up for that too. So there's a little process involved, but once you get those two accounts connected on our site at freetalklive.com, it'll be easy for you to submit content and then vote. You can vote things that you like up or down. You can vote down the things that you don't like. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there.
Hey, by the way, Ian, I found out that it is legal to sell e-cigarettes to minors in New Hampshire.
Wow. Okay. Is that a special e-cigarette law that they passed?
Yeah. It says in this is the website is changelabsolutions.org, and I just one that I went to look about the look up the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. It says the states of Colorado, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and Tennessee, as well as Washington states, King, Spokane, and Tokomah counties are all examples of jurisdictions that prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes to minors.
Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate. They seem to take smoking cigarettes really seriously up here as far as teenagers. It's not uncommon for the police to actually stop somebody who's young on the streets to demand that they show some sort of form of ID because they're smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're under the age of 18, they will be arrested for smoking that cigarette. So they're pretty draconian about that up here. I mean, New Hampshire is definitely not a free place. There's a lot of work to be done here. It's certainly probably the freest of states, you know, overall, as far as overall regulations and taxes and size of government. But we definitely still have some pretty serious problems here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm trying to think. So if I was in one of the states where it's not illegal to sell e-cigarettes to minors and I was a minor, you know, part of the appeal of smoking is also that just the smoking part, you know, inhaling something and smoke coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the only other, you know, when you're a teenager, you could smoke pot, you could smoke cigarettes. If you can't, it's easier to get pot than it is to get cigarettes. So if you don't smoke pot, if you don't like it or whatever, and you want to smoke something, then maybe you would buy an e-cigarette. But that's only because you can't get cigarettes.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with cigarettes. I took a drag off of one once, and it wasn't anything that did anything for me. It wasn't very special to me. It wasn't attractive. I didn't really feel like, I really need to have more of this. But I do like the smoke rings that you can do with the e-cigarettes. I mean, the e-cigarette vapor has pretty much the same properties as smoke. I mean, it kind of looks a little bit like smoke. It doesn't have the same thickness, I don't think, to it.
You can. But I sold an e-cigarette to a customer today, took a drag out of it, and did a French inhale, mm-hmm. and I thought it looked really badass.
Yeah, so
what's that? What's a French inhale?
A French inhale is when you take a big inhale, but you don't inhale into your lungs. You just collect it mm-hmm. in your esophagus, I guess. And then and then you open your mouth and inhale the smoke from your mouth into your nose. And it just this big cloud of smoke, you know, white smoke going from your mouth straight up into your nostrils in like this V shape. I just think it looks neat.
It's fairly easy to do that with e-cigarettes, and it's fairly easy to blow smoke rings or vapor rings, I guess, in this case, with them. So it's got all the properties of
that. Now that you say it, that's actually, I remember smoking cigarettes for the first time, and me and my friends French inhaling and trying to do smoke rings. French inhaling is easier than smoke rings.
Yes,
but
it definitely
is. That is part of the appeal.
But a little bit of practice, you can easily, it's not difficult to do smoke rings. It just takes a little bit of effort.
I have to make weird faces to try to do it, and then even then, they're pathetic.
So why are we talking about e-cigarettes? Well, it's because if you're just tuning in last hour, the news out of L.A., Los Angeles, is that they are cracking down They are going to make it so a city permit will be required to sell e-cigarettes, and that buyers will have to show proof that they're at least 18 years of age.
They want to create an e-cigarette cartel.
They absolutely do. In fact, they're going to add restrictions that will prevent people who run like food carts from selling these things, because right now, until this ordinance gets signed, and it likely will, it was passed unanimously by the city council, so it's almost a done deal that the mayor is going to sign this. But they are saying they're going to be banning the sale of these from street and mobile vendors such as food trucks. So I guess they're currently being sold in all kinds of places that aren't allowed to sell cigarettes. And so now once this regulation goes into effect, they'll be essentially exactly this regulated the exact same way as cigarette sales will, which means fewer places will sell them. That'll create a cartel of sellers. You'll have to get the government permit to sell these things. And I don't know if there's a separate permit that you'll need to sell an e-cigarette versus tobacco products, or if it'll just all be encompassed in the tobacco products permit that you might already have. And then eventually they're talking about this, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before they bring it out. They're talking about restricting the use, to ban the use of e-cigarettes in public places such as restaurants and parks.
That is in parks?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, is that what they already have that law against smoking
use.
And smokes against cigarettes?
Yeah.
That just drives me crazy because already I'm very skeptical of the whole idea of protecting secondhand smokers from possibly taking on harm from being in public places
sure.
where people are smoking cigarettes. But with an e-cig, I don't even know how you could make a secondhand smoke argument.
You cannot make an argument that e-cigarette use is in any way detrimental to other people who are in the same vicinity. No, there's no way even close to the same thing. And anybody who's taken even a cursory investigation into e-cigarettes would know this. Anyone who's bothered to even talk to one e-cigarette user would be able to know that there's a significant difference between vapor and smoke. I mean, literally, these are two physically different properties here.
You might as well ban people having flashlights and having any kind of thing that plays music or anything that could possibly change your atmosphere at all.
Well, that's just it. This isn't the use of an e-cigarette, as we were discussing last hour. You have one right now. If you were to start puffing on it, I'm sitting no more than 5 or 6 feet away from you, and I would have no way of being able to detect what the flavor was. I asked you earlier, what's the flavor? Because I don't know. I can't smell it. I can't discern anything about your use of this e-cigarette across the table from me. So the idea that this has anything to do with other people becoming somehow imbued with the vapor without their consent is ridiculous.
Ban farting.
Well, sure. How about banning, also very nasty-smelling perfumes or something like
right.
that? There are all kinds of things that could be offensive to somebody, but this isn't about the smell being offensive. It couldn't possibly be about that. Unless I got up in your face and blew the vapor directly in your face, you would have no idea that there was any kind of scent here or anything unpleasant.
So what is it about, though? I mean, are these politicians trying to get people away from nicotine so they're not addicted to it?
It's too much like smoking. Those dirty smokers are trying to get around being smokers, and they will forever in our hearts be smokers.
Well, I think that comes close to what this is really about, what Ali said there, because this seems to be the further persecution of the nicotine user. See, it's not about safety. That's what it used to. That's the old excuse. The old excuse says, well, you're putting us in danger, secondhand smoke. Even though when you look into secondhand smoke, you find out that the studies were done in the 1980s, I think, the EPA was involved in. Turns out those were BS and it's a bunch of nonsense in the first place that secondhand smoke is really in any significantly way dangerous. But you could at least hand that one to them. You could give them that one. Okay, yeah, sure. Nobody, few people like to be in a smoky room. It's just not a particularly comfortable thing for a lot of people. You could give them that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that was their argument then. Now they don't have that argument anymore because it's not a problem to be around somebody with a vaporizer. So now it's pretty crystal clear that it's just straight up persecution of a drug user. This is just them looking down their nose at you, Allie, as somebody who's a nicotine user and looking at you and saying, we don't want to see you doing any nicotine anywhere that we can possibly see. So
That's
you just
right.
stay over there in the corner.
I'll hide over here where you can't see me. Or so, smell me.
Well, they're going to force you to if they have their way in Los Angeles, and then it'll be other places. And we already know that other California cities have now banned smoking inside homes that are connected to other homes. So how long before you can't even use your vaporizer in somebody's house?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free and take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
Tally.
And Allie.
Allie's got her own talk show. She does ALP. What does that mean?
ALP changes every week its meaning. And so it originally stood for Awesome, Loving, and Positive. But basically, it's a show that I do with Ellen Ball from here in Keene. And every week we do a new topic and we delve into it for our 2 hour long show. What's this week going to be? This week I'm having Andrew on, and we're going to talk about social anxiety. And Nick Ryder might be joining us, but we haven't confirmed that yet.
Is he a little anxious about?
Yeah, he's a little anxious about being on the show.
So that sounds fascinating. Now, are you someone who has personal experience with social anxiety?
Yes.
Really?
I've overcome a lot of it, but yeah, I definitely have memories about being nervous and telling my friend that I didn't want to do what she was doing that night because it involved other people.
Like
that,
what?
She just wanted to go hang out at a friend's house and some people were going to be there. I was like, who? And she didn't know who all was going to be there.
People
I was like,
with whom you were unfamiliar.
Yeah,
and so
I don't want to be there. I don't know these people.
Hmm.
And I've definitely overcome that a lot. But I still feel anxious around people I don't know.
So you'll be getting deeper into that tomorrow night.
That's
and
right.
You can grab the podcast later on or the archive over at ALPShow.com.
That's right.
And go back into archives for how many weeks now? How many episodes?
Oh, it's been like over 3 months.
That's pretty good.
And we just passed our 300 like mark on Facebook.
Excellent.
Yes.
And it's ALP Podcast on Facebook?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So ALPShow.com for more of Allie. And something that both Allie and Tally have been enjoying here over the last few weeks is BuzzBox Coffee. And they're making a difference one cup at a time. And we're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers will truly change lives forever. You can get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, and you can also help very, very poor people in other countries make a better life for themselves through these microloans so they can start their own coffee plantations and growing and start their own businesses and, you know, raise themselves up rather than giving a hand up. This is what is going on over at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can help simply by going and getting your first pound for free. You do have to cover the cost of shipping, but they're so certain over at BuzzBox Coffee that you're going to enjoy this coffee, that you're going to be very excited the fact that it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it's apparently really good. Allie, would you say that you've been enjoying the BuzzBox Coffee?
Just took a gulp. I'm enjoying it.
So coffee.freetalklive.com to go and get started with that. Now, I don't know if there's much more to say about this e-cigarette ban. It seems like it's only a matter of time now before e-cigarette users are going to be treated just like cigarette users, which I think is tragic.
It's only on the government side of things because people on the street, you know, I work in a shop that sells e-cigs. Mm-hmm. I've had customers complain about selling cigarettes and how cigarettes are the devil.
Okay.
But people, when it comes to e-cigarettes, they just don't even treat it like a vice. It's like they treat it like, good for you for using the e-cig, good for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what should be happening, is instead of these government agencies cracking down and acting like, oh, this is just another version of a cigarette. Well, okay, yeah, it's a nicotine delivery system in the same way that the patch is a nicotine delivery system or gum can be a nicotine delivery system, but all the evidence is pretty crystal clear. This is nowhere near as dangerous as smoking.
You just don't feel, if you smoke your e-cig all day, I don't know what it'd be like if you never smoked a cigarette and then you have an e-cig, if you're going to feel it in your lungs the next morning. But I know that if you smoke cigarettes and you switch to an e-cig, that it feels like you're quitting, but you're still getting the nicotine. Because
yeah.
We know that it's not the nicotine that makes you feel like crap from smoking cigarettes. The nicotine just keeps you smoking cigarettes. So if you can get your nicotine and whatever else you get out of smoking cigarettes without all the other stuff that's in cigarettes, then people say, yes, I want to do that instead. And they save money doing it, too.
It really is a no-brainer, it seems to me. Like, if you care about somebody who's a cigarette smoker, and if you're somebody who's anti-cigarette, you should be cheering your loved one on if they decide they want to go to an e-cigarette. This is something that is, as you say, going to save them money. It may save their life. It, you know, we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be, but I can tell you, I know that vapor, safer than smoke, seems pretty clear to me. It's, you know, I'm no scientist, but it seems crystal clear to me that vapor is far less dangerous than smoke. So people who are concerned about the issue of smoking as a dangerous health effect should be applauding individuals who take the time and effort to get into e-cigarettes, especially those who replace it. If somebody has replaced the cigarette habit with an e-cigarette, that's a huge step towards actually quitting the use of nicotine. But, Tally, as you were saying, I think off the air, what's the big deal about nicotine anyway?
Yeah, from what I read, it leaves the body in 60 minutes. So, like, why do politicians care? I mean, I think these e-cigs are like a free market solution to all the bad things about cigarettes, like you were talking about. I mean, they can stink. They can, you know, smell up your clothes. And
the cigarettes.
Stain the walls. Yeah, exactly. Whereas e-cigs have none of that.
Right. You walk into a cigarette smoker's home, you know you've walked into a cigarette smoker's home.
Yellow walls.
The walls are permeated. If they've got curtains or any upholstered things, you know, couches, permeated. You're not going to get that scent or that coloration out of there. You can paint over the walls. You can kills it. You can put money into
spray
it.
Spray Febreze, but just going to smell like Febreze with cigarettes.
And it's not going to permanently solve the problem. The only way you're going to be able to permanently solve that problem is to stop smoking cigarettes and then get rid of all that furniture. It's damaged forever. But you walk into somebody who's a e-cigarette user's home, you have no idea. There's no evidence left behind by that. And if that has any, you know, effect on, you know, think about the lungs that somebody would be, the old classic blackened lung of the cigarette smoker. That's not going
tar.
To be the case. Right. It's not going to be the case. Tar doesn't exist in vapor.
Yep.
So why not encourage e-cigs as opposed to people smoking cigarettes?
Right. And then we get back to this discussion of that it's not about health. It's about looking down your nose at a drug user, one of those nicotine addicts. That's what it is. It's really just disdain for somebody. It's, oh, you're so weak with your nicotine addiction. That's where it comes from. Because if they really cared about people's health, then they'd be cheering this on. But no, instead, they're going to start treating e-cigarette users as though they're every other cigarette user. Force them outside of the restaurants. Okay, you want to smoke your e-cigarette. Now you have to go outside where all the cigarette users. What's the point then of having the e-cigarette?
I'm trying to think, like, where does this disdain come from? Is it like people's abusive parents who used to be smokers? And I think that it's people who quit cigarettes who are angry at smokers because it reminds them that they want a cigarette.
That's definitely a factor.
I think that that's where this comes from. Because everyone, you know, it seems like everyone in the 50s and 60s, they were all smoking. And that, you know, at some point doctors started coming out and saying, actually, this isn't very good for you. I don't really know the details of the history of this when people started realizing cigarettes weren't healthy. But it seems like something that kind of everyone did. It was allowed in all kinds of places. I'm shocked it was ever allowed in restaurants. Because there are people who just don't like the way it smells. And I think that even if they got rid of all the laws that say you can't smoke indoors, I think a lot of places still wouldn't allow it because it's just not seen as acceptable anymore just in society.
Especially now that you can have an e-cigarette and enjoy the nicotine that you want to have and not bother anyone. 855-450-FREE. Share your experience. Maybe you're somebody who wants to regulate e-cigarettes.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to get on the line in the way that you feel is right. Now, maybe you are somebody. Maybe there's somebody out there listening to the show that actually thinks e-cigarettes are bad and that e-cigarettes should be regulated just like tobacco cigarettes. Certainly the politicians seem to think so. They must have people who support them in this. So I would love to hear from somebody who can make some kind of coherent argument for that position at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Tally.
And Allie.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're going to talk to Bill in Jackson, Mississippi, but first I want to invite you to SchoolSucksProject.com, where you'll find the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can register for your account. It's free. And participate in their forum, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of show archives, all at SchoolSucksProject.com. In fact, Allie, didn't you have Brett from School Sucks on your show recently?
That's right. Last week we had Brett on ALP to talk about 9/11 and the JFK assassination. And we're talking about basically conspiracies and how they start, and basically how to be a proper conspiracy theorist, as in how to not jump to certain conclusions which you can't know.
Now, didn't you guys go into, like, overtime?
Yeah, we've never gone to overtime before, but I was like, there's more to talk about.
You have a two-hour show, and once it airs on LRN.FM Live, and once that two-hour time limit's up, it's over. You get cut off. But you guys actually kept recording off the air, so I presume that was released on your website at ALPShow.com?
That's right. You can hear that bonus content for free at ALPShow.com. I thought about charging y'all for it, but I was like, no. I'm going to let this needs
it's
to get out
important.
There. Yeah.
Let's go to Bill. He is in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, the e-cigarette thing is, of course, it's kind of complex, I would imagine, but one thing is, it's all the money, because the tax base starts to dry up if all of a sudden there were no more cigarette smokers. And you know that big tobacco is going to be fighting this thing, because that's their main thing is unless they're selling the cigarettes, which I don't think they are.
I believe they have gotten involved in selling e-cigarettes.
Really? Well, then
they were a little late to the game, but they do have them now. The major tobacco manufacturers, as I understand it, and I think they're pricier.
I guess that might be. They might be trying to hedge their position. But
sure.
Just look at the local tax that would not be collected if the e-cigarettes were ordered, especially from out of state.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because as you pointed out, Allie, if you were to switch from cigarettes to e-cigarettes, which you haven't done, you've actually added an e-cigarette to your cigarette habit.
That's right.
But many people will switch from one to the other, and that will result in them spending less money on their habit, and they don't need to buy product as often as they would with a cigarette habit.
I wonder if it's less money because it's just a more efficient way to get nicotine, or because it's not taxed as heavily.
Probably both would be my guess. Bill, what do you think? Do you have any experience with it?
I'm a non-smoker. I never have been. But if you look at some of the extreme areas, such as New York City, look at the tax that's has been imposed on cigarettes in those areas. I mean, it's many dollars per pack of tax, rather than the whatever they would get off of the ordinary sale of the sales tax for e-cigarettes, even if...
Right, and another factor, I think, is that the cigarettes, and I don't know how much of a factor this is, but a lot of the cigarettes that are smoked in America are manufactured in America, but a lot of the packs, the flavor packs, or whatever you call them, the vapor, what do they call them, cartomizers?
Cartomizers?
Yeah, the cartomizers for the vaporizers are manufactured in other places, which may make it more difficult for states and the federal government to place taxes on that manufacturing.
Well, what's becoming
process.
More popular is instead of using the cartomizer, instead of using the little units that have the nicotine in them already,
yeah.
that you screw onto your battery. Now, what's becoming even more popular is people having a unit with a battery and a tank, and
right.
all you
that's
get
you
is the e-liquid, and that's what I'm using, and that's like the hip way to do it now, because you can customize it, and we all know Americans
actually,
like to customize their stuff.
Right, you can mix flavors together, right?
You can mix flavors. You can mix flavors together. You can really have more control. You can get a fancy battery that tells you like how much to heat up your e-liquid, and it's just better in a lot of ways, because it's weird how e-cigarettes, all the companies were the ones where you buy the little units you screw onto the battery that have the e-liquid in them.
Yes.
Those aren't standardized. Like you can't,
right, can't
if you have
one, to
one company's battery, you can't use their flavor cartridges.
Right.
You're stuck with that company. With this other way of doing it, you have your e-cigarette and you can use... Some liquids don't work with that e-cigarette, but mostly you can change stuff out, and you're not limited at all. So that's how people
are
usually doing it now, and it's even more, there's more liberty in that.
That's awesome news. Bill, anything else you want to share? I like your point about follow the money. Maybe that's the motivation here. Maybe that's why these government guys want to crack down on the e-cigarette, to make it less desirable to use the e-cigarette, to where cigarette smokers will keep smoking cigarettes and keep pouring money into the tax coffers.
Sure, and also, even though it was a small percentage, I would think, but even the small amount of the balance of trade might be affected somewhat, because the U.S. has been exporting our poison to other countries that could not grow tobacco for many decades.
Excellent points tonight, Bill. Thank you for sharing your call and thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Yeah, I think that's some very good insights. So
if everybody were to switch to e-cigs and not smoke cigarettes, then why would people grow tobacco just for like cigars or?
I would guess so. Yeah, I mean, no, everyone's not going to switch to e-cigarettes, right? I mean, there's going to be some people like Allie who really enjoy the smoke, right? That process or the taste or the hit. I've heard there's a throat hit that you get with smoking a cigarette that you don't get with an e-cigarette.
I don't think the two are comparable. Like I think it makes sense to use it to try to quit. Because you're addicted to the nicotine and you just need something to get you the nicotine. It's the most like smoking, but it's really not like smoking. Mm-hmm. I don't think that someone who's into smoking tobacco and knows about blends of tobacco and, is in like smoking for that reason, they're just not going to be happy with smoking an e-cig.
And also it's obviously not going to replace like a hookah. So there's a large segment of tobacco usage, cigars, hookahs, these things that there's no e-cigarette alternative to it. Nobody would want an e-cigarette alternative to it because it's a special, unique thing to load up a hookah full of shisha, and different flavors are involved in that as well.
It can certainly hurt tobacco sales, you would think, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Bill pointed that out by acknowledging that that's certainly, you know, follow the money, not just as far as the government tax, but also the tobacco companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're smart to get in and manufacture their own e-cigarettes, but that's just because they got beat to the punch on that, and they're now trying to catch up, and they're trying to market their e-cigarettes and try to get a little bit of a fraction of all the people who are buying e-cigarettes, although I'm sure those tobacco companies would be absolutely happy to shut down their e-cigarette divisions if it meant that e-cigarettes were banned across all the country.
Mm-hmm.
That way everybody would have to go back to cigarettes.
They're putting themselves in a difficult position, though, because the more they popularize the e-cigarette, the less their tobacco business is going to do.
It's true, yeah. It is interesting. It's certainly fascinating to watch all this, and much of this is being advocated by politicians, and this was kind of an issue that you want to discuss tonight, Tally, and I put words in your mouth earlier, and that was probably unfair of me. I said you were frustrated by the politicians, but what do you want to say about them?
Oh, I just found it funny. There's this article CBS News has about this guy named Scott Brown. Do either of you know who Scott Brown is?
I've never heard of him.
He is a Massachusetts politician. He made a lot of headlines a couple few years ago.
That's right. He won. We'll talk about this after the break, but he's got to replace Ted Kennedy.
And now he is out of office.
He's flirting to run for a New Hampshire Senate, but he just spoke and said that he was in Massachusetts instead of New Hampshire. So this guy is the guy that the Republicans are trying to bring forward as the next candidate.
How could he run for Senate? Don't you have to live here 7 years or 5 years or something like that before
he's the 1%. He has property
here.
We'll
come back with more in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case. Oh,
with
now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. Something else you can do is visit our website. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Listening options are included. Live streams, we've got those, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Also, radio stations, over 125 great stations coast to coast, airing the show at various times throughout the week. Looking forward to announcing a new station tomorrow night, actually, in South Carolina. We'll tell you more about that at that time. Satellite listening choices, we've got free-to-air satellite, which means you can get LRN.FM content, including Ali's show and Free Talk Live and some other great programs all around the clock via satellite for free. It costs $0 per month. You do have to buy the equipment up front, but then there's no subscription fees with free-to-air. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. There's the webcam you can watch and listen to and also chat with other listeners. And there's our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Squarespace.com makes it so easy to have your own website. If you don't have a website, you no longer have an excuse. Because the excuse used to be that it's way too complicated and way too expensive to start a website. That's the excuse. Or you could have gone with some free crap can website service where you just get this junk site with all kinds of advertising all over.
And he wants to update that.
It's just all those things are just awful.
Like GeoCities.
Right, which is now, thank goodness, gone off the internet. But yeah, there are these free. I'm sure there are still things like that out there.
You know what I found is that when you start a site and you don't want to update it, it's because you don't like the site. You know, if you don't have a site that you like the way you like the way it looks, so you can go to and feel proud of the way it looks. If you go there and you just feel like stressed out because there's much you want to do with it, then you're just not going to stick with it. And having an attractive site makes you want to keep with it.
And you're going to have that attractive, graphically pleasing, modern styled site right out the gate when you go to squarespace.com. All you need to sign up is your email address. You don't need to give them your credit card information. Now, later on, when you decide you want to go with their hosting, you'll want to do that because it's only $8 per month, and it includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. But go now to squarespace.com, sign up for the free trial account, and just jump right in. Start designing. You'll be given the choice of dozens of themes. Some of them have kind of more of a portfolio feel. Some of them are more of like a blog. There's also e-commerce, which they could get an incredibly powerful e-commerce platform on their site at Squarespace.com. So you go in, you select your theme, and you can just start dragging and dropping content. You can easily move around the elements of content within a page. If you get stuck, they've got 24/7 support available for you. They're design-focused, connected accounts. You can easily connect Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Pinterest, all these different social networking sites out there with your Squarespace website. 99.99% uptime, according to webhostingstuff.com. Squarespace.com. Go get started with a free trial account, and then when you're ready to choose them for your hosting, you'll get 10% off when you use our discount code, which is FTL and the number 12. It's 10% off. They're already shockingly low prices at squarespace.com. Again, use discount code FTL and the number 12. So, Tally, continue on. This Scott Brown character, he is a politician. He was living in Massachusetts, ran for office down there in some sort of special interim election, was elected, and it was to all this fanfare, like, oh, look, Massachusetts is electing this Republican. Freedom's going to be coming soon.
Right, right. So, but anyway, he got bounced out of office.
And he was not freedom-oriented at all.
No, not at all. And so I guess the Republican Party in New Hampshire is pretty desperate because he seems to be a front-running contender. So anyway, I'll just read this article from CBS News. Former New Hampshire or Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown better get his story straight if he's really toying with the idea of representing the Granite State in the U.S. Senate. Following a visit to Londonderry, New Hampshire, where he spoke and signed books for the local Republican committee, the GOP former lawmaker had to scramble to save face after spacing for a moment about what state he was in.
Oh, my gosh.
Quote, what I've heard from the Republicans up here is that they're thankful that I've been around for a year, helping them raise money, helping them raise awareness as to the issues that are affecting not only the people here in Massachusetts, New Hampshire.
Oh, my gosh.
But also in Massachusetts, obviously in Maine. But yeah, there's a big difference
between
New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And so for this politician, you know, this handsome man who used to be an underwear model, for him to be transplanted to New Hampshire instead is just ridiculous, and I hope people laugh about it.
Yeah, but people are taking this seriously, right?
Like Republicans are, because I guess there's no contenders here.
Jason, are you advocating that people get involved in politics up here?
I noticed that a lot of people in New Hampshire don't really care about politics, and that's why a lot of people from outside are able to fill the gaps, including Free Staters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you do you believe that people have been able to move to New Hampshire, liberty-oriented, and fill seats in the state house?
They absolutely have done
that. Yeah, I mean, it's not that difficult in New Hampshire.
At least a dozen Free Staters are there now, from what I understand, or around about that number, maybe 10 or 12, somewhere in there. There have been dozens who have been elected, not just the state house, but also to other positions across New Hampshire. So, yeah, I mean, but I don't know if that's that different from anywhere else. I think people in general are pretty apathetic towards the political system and generally don't participate. Are you saying it's worse in New Hampshire? The apathy?
I just don't see a lot of political activity. Although, like, before I lived in New Hampshire, you heard about every 4 years how presidential candidates would go around and meet the average folks in New Hampshire.
Cause they still do.
This is the first primary. And so I thought, oh, New Hampshire's a really political place. But I don't notice that. Do you notice anything about that, Allie?
I don't have enough. You did Liberty on tour. So you went
on Motorhome Diaries.
Or Motorhome Diaries. I'm sorry. You did Motorhome Diaries. So you have gone on tour. That was a tour trip. And, you know, I've talked to other people about politics, I'm sure, came up in your conversation. So you would know better than me because I only have New Hampshire and Alabama to cross-reference, and it's about the same. The apathy is similar.
Well, that's what you'd have to do, I think, is look at the election results in different places and see, look at municipal elections, because those are usually the worst, and see, are people showing up in New Hampshire less often than in Massachusetts or Florida or wherever it is you're comparing to?
Sure. Yeah, I'm only bringing up anecdotal evidence, but like the Keene election that happened recently, it seemed like a lot of people didn't bother to vote.
Typical. I mean, it's typical for municipal elections. I just, what's it like? You were from D.C. I mean, did you ever pay attention to the municipal elections there? I imagine more people would vote in D.C. because it seems like a more political place in general.
I guess. No, I wasn't really involved. I lived in Northern Virginia, worked in D.C., so I didn't think. I just heard about the scandals that happened
there. I mean, typically municipal elections are very poorly attended in general everywhere you go. I mean, I could be wrong about it. Maybe there's some examples of, like, really high turnout municipal elections, but for the most part, people don't pay any attention to that stuff.
But why aren't New Hampshire natives running for office, I wonder?
They must be. I mean, there have to be people. It would be interesting to do a breakdown and see how what percentage of the New Hampshire state reps, for instance, were from out of state. I believe it's a fairly high percentage. I think I've heard that before.
I would think so. I mean, the governor, Hassan, is from Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Cynthia Chase, the big critic of the Free State Project, she's from Rhode Island also.
That's correct, yeah.
And I think you've been here just as long as she has.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe it's politically advantageous to go to a different state, because not as many people who you grew up with could, you know, whatever, make you look bad, bring up stuff from your past. I don't know.
Well, maybe, but on the other hand, there seems to be kind of a negative feeling towards people coming in from out
outsiders.
Of state. Yeah,
sure.
Well, so. But is there? I mean, like I just said, I mean, Scott Brown, you know, maybe get the Republican nod, and Hassan is from elsewhere. Even Shaheen, who Scott Brown is running against, is originally from Mississippi. And people don't seem to mind, you know, where Free Staters are.
Well,
from.
Maybe it's the voters don't seem to mind, but the average person might have a different feel about that. Mm-hmm. And again, the people more likely to vote in a municipal election are government bureaucrats, in my opinion. If you were to do a breakdown, I don't know if anyone's ever done this, but if you were to do an exit poll and talk to people voting in a municipal election, I bet you a super percentage of them, majority maybe, are government workers or in the same household as a government worker. So,
or rent seekers, some people seeking favor.
Somebody, yeah, absolutely. So I think that, well, what are you advocating, Tally? Are you saying that people in New Hampshire or from New Hampshire should start running for political office here?
I guess I'm just telling people to be wary of anybody that's running for office. And I don't know, I think the low voter totals kind of speak for themselves. I mean, if people aren't getting active in the system, maybe they don't believe in it. Maybe we should think about different something to replace the system.
Think about it like I think it's weird that people still think that people run for office out of the goodness of their hearts with the people's interests in mind. And they don't see politics as like a game where people go to make a career, you know, a career politician. That doesn't sound very good. But then when it comes to voting, people think that their interests are at heart. I don't understand that. You know, would you take better care of someone else's kids than your own kids?
Let's come back with more here in moments. And we'd love to hear from you. Phones are open at 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You don't have to necessarily talk about the topic on the table. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is next.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?